7. The first gospel, Matthew chapter 7. I want to lift verses 24 through 29 in your hearing. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. Amen. Lord, bless your word. Bless me to be a blessing. Let your word go forth with power. Let your word encourage, equip, compel, draw somebody into a saving relationship with Jesus. Draw somebody who needs a church home. Touch now, strengthen, anoint in Jesus' name. Your words, my mouth. God's people said, amen. Amen. For those of you who've been walking with us, you know I've been in a preaching series entitled Be Like Jesus. And on today, I want to preach as the Holy Spirit shall give me help, building a firm foundation. Building a firm foundation. Tell your neighbor, wherever you are, whoever you're with, tell them electronically, amen, in your watch party. If you want to be like Jesus, then you need to build a firm foundation. Among many things, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ was an exceptional storyteller. While there have been other exceptional and extraordinary storytellers across human history, no storyteller, griot, person who spins narratives compares to or rivals Jesus Christ when it comes to telling stories. Aesop and Christopher Wallace were known for their parables and their stories, but neither Aesop or Christopher Wallace compared to or rival Jesus Christ. Maya Angelou and Richard Pryor were known for their stories and narratives that were both humorous and profound, but neither Maya Angelou or Richard Pryor compared to or rival Jesus Christ when it comes to telling stories. Garrison Keillor and J.K. Rowling were noteworthy for their storytelling giftedness. But neither Garrison Keillor or J.K. Rowling compare to or rival our Savior when it comes to telling stories. Jesus was an exceptional storyteller. As a storyteller, Jesus told parables to teach men and women what it meant to be a follower of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and what it meant to advance the kingdom of God. According to this familiar story known as a parable, Jesus is using the strategy of comparison to teach about the kingdom, but more significantly, to teach about wisdom and foolishness. Jesus is comparing a wise person to a foolish person. According to this parable, the wise person builds the foundation of his or her life on a thriving, real, firm, solid relationship with Jesus Christ that is a firm foundation. But on the flip side, the foolish person seeks to build his life not on a rock solid firm foundation, but the foolish person builds his life or her life on anything other than a foundation known as a relationship with Jesus Christ. And let me say this before I press too far on this Sunday morning. Any foundation that is not rooted or grounded in a real, sure enough, solid relationship with Jesus Christ is shaky, superficial, and sandy ground. If you are going to build a house, you don't build on sand, but you seek to build on a rock solid, sure enough foundation. And as believers, we ought not be building our lives on sand. As believers, we ought to make sure we are building our lives on a firm, rock-solid foundation that is grounded and rooted in a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. If your foundation is built on anything other than a relationship with Jesus Christ, it is shaky, shallow, and superficial. God is giving somebody right now, before it's too late, it's getting late in the evening, Watch Chapel. My brothers and sisters, we don't know when the Lord is going to call us home. We don't know when the Lord is going to crack the sky and call us from earth to glory. You better build your life on a sure enough, rock solid foundation, not tomorrow, not today, but yesterday. And while God gives us the opportunity to build our lives on a sure enough, rock-solid foundation, there are too many people who are building their lives on superficial, shaky, shallow foundations. Live your best life, but as you live your best life, make sure Jesus is at the head of your life. Get all the education you can get, but never put your education or your degrees or credentials above a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Make all the money you can make, but make sure you are making a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ more of a priority than you are making money. Climb the corporate ladder as high as you can go. Live an untapped life. But if you are seeking to be a captain of industry, a CEO, COO, more than you are seeking to be saved and sanctified, you are building your life on a shaky foundation. Love your spouse, raise and nurture your children, love and communicate with your larger extended family, but don't put your family more or important than Jesus Christ. Family is good and great, but never put your family above a sure enough, solid relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Accomplish, achieve, join, network, connect. But don't allow your earthly connections with your fraternal organization, civic society, your sorority, your alumni association to become more important than your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Be as handsome as you can be. Be as pretty as you can be, sisters. But never think that good looks replaces a sure enough, rock solid foundation with the Lord Jesus Christ. God is giving somebody right now an opportunity to build a rock solid, sure enough, strong relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to make the most of this opportunity that God is giving us, not to build on shaky, shallow, superficial ground, but to build a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. How is your prayer life? How much time are you spending in the Word? How much time are you spending in fellowship with your brothers and sisters in Christ? What are you seeking to do to build a rock solid, sure enough, firm relationship, firm foundation, relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? If we haven't learned anything across the past 40 days, we ought to have learned that storms will come. Winds will blow. And for those of you who are control freaks, you don't control nothing in this life. We think we control stuff. We think we run stuff. We ain't running nothing but running over our shoes. We don't determine what's going to happen, what's not going to happen. A global pandemic has changed the course of human history. I said storms come, winds blow. Just because, look at the text, these two men have built, come on, talk to me. One is built on a firm foundation. One is built on a rocky foundation. Both of these people are saved, amen. But just because you are saved does not exempt you from the storms and issues of life. Spirit-filled, Holy Ghost-filled, fire baptized, going to heaven, yet storms come. And what's going to make the difference is what you have built your life on. Have you built your life on a firm foundation, or are you fretting so anxious that you have turned to drugs, alcohol? You are acting like you are the exception. We better build our life on a firm foundation. How do you build your life on a firm foundation? Notice what this New Testament parable says, Watch Chapel. Jesus says, if you want to build your life on a firm foundation, you better make sure you are hearing the word of God. Building our life on a firm foundation requires that we are constantly exposing ourselves to the Word of God. Jesus says the person who hears these words is building his or her life on a firm foundation, not reading the Wall Street Journal, amen, not reading USA Today, not consuming yourself on CNN, MSNBC. You're going to drive yourself crazy. You're going to be in a panic if you spend every day, all day, looking at what's taking place across our world. I dare somebody to get in the Word so God can reveal to you that God has power. God is still a healer. God is still a miracle worker. God is still a way maker. And God, even in the midst of this global pandemic, sits high, looks low, and has all power. Hear my word right now. Our heart goes out to everybody who has been adversely impacted by this crisis. We are praying for people who are in critical condition. Intensive care units, those who are struggling with their health and wellness. While we are praying and our heart goes out to everybody, there are more people who've been healed. Come on, somebody, talk to me. Than those who have lost their earthly lives. Yes, God is still healing. God is still making ways. And you need to hear a word from God that's going to remind you that God's a healer. You don't need to panic. You don't need to fret. You need to make sure you are exposing yourself to the word of God so your faith might be fortified, your esteem might be encouraged, and your eyes might be lifted. If you're going to build a sure enough, rock solid, firm foundation, we build it by hearing the word of God. As we build a firm foundation, we just don't hear the word, but we want to make sure we are heeding the word. Not just hearing, but heeding, H-E-E-D-I-N-G. We want to not just be hearers of the word, come here, James, but we want to be doers of the word. It's one thing to hear the word, Watch Chapel, but a foundation is not built by being just exclusively a hearer of the word. We got to put the word we hear into practice. It's one thing, amen, somebody, to go to the huddle or go to the timeout and have the coach call a play. Y'all can tell I'm missing March Madness right now. Amen. But it's one thing, amen, to hear the play that's called. But it's another thing to execute what the coach has called in the timeout. You can hear it, but that ain't making the difference on the court. You got to do and execute what the coach has called. Amen. And on Sunday morning, I'm a sanctified coach, a hope dealer, who God is sending plays to at 3703 Tryon. But we got to execute, amen, somebody, what the coach has called in the huddle so we can win the game. In too many cases, we are losing battles we should not lose because we just want to hear a word in the pep rally but don't want to execute the word from Monday through Saturday. It's one thing to get excited about the word, but the difference is made when you and I execute and heed the word that we have heard. Just don't be a hearer of the word, but learn to heed the word. It's one thing to hear about forgiveness, but it's another thing to forgive the folk you need to forgive. It's one thing to hear about the Good Samaritan, but it's another thing to practice being a Good Samaritan. It's one thing to hear about mercy, but it's another thing to be merciful to people who need the mercy of God. It's one thing to hear about patience, but it's another thing to practice patience. I have a friend right now who might be watching our broadcast. God bless you, brother. I won't call your name. Who is suffering from pneumonia. And he's suffering from pneumonia. We praise God that we thought initially, amen, it was the virus, amen. But praise be to God, his body is being healed as I preach right now. As I talked to him on Thursday and Friday, he said, man, I'm getting better. Because I'm doing exactly what the doctor has said. I'm not playing with this thing. Pneumonia will take folk out of here. I don't want this pneumonia to turn into anything else. So I'm doing exactly what the doctor tells me to do. That's a word for somebody right now. Because we have a doctor named Dr. Jesus who gives advice and gives counsel and expects us to do what he says do. If you want to see the Lord make a difference in your life, just don't hear what he says, do what he says. If you want the windows of heaven to open, just don't hear it, but do it. If you want to experience the love of God, just don't hear the word, but do the word. If you want to experience the miraculous, just don't hear what he says, but obey what he says. Want to build a firm foundation, Watch Chapel? We have to hear the word. We have to heed the word. But if you want to build a firm foundation, I'm going to my seat, but my soul is happy. It ain't packed in here, but I'm packed in the Holy Ghost. Somebody's packed in your house right now. We build a firm foundation, not just by hearing, not just by heeding, but placing our hope in the God of the Word. Notice what the text says. The man who has built his house on a firm foundation experiences a storm, the winds come, the streams rise, the water begins to overtake his house, but his house does not fall because he's built his house on a firm foundation. The house of the foolish person experiences a storm and experiences a great crash because he has not built his house on a firm foundation, not of rock, but of sand. Superficial, shallow, shaky, sandy. But praise be to God, despite the storms coming in our lives, our hope is built in no other person than Jesus Christ. I can't promise that storms won't come. I can't promise that winds won't blow. I can't promise that you won't experience tragedy. I can't promise that every day will be Sunday. I can't promise that every day will be the month of May. But I can promise if you build your life on a firm foundation, your hope will be rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ. You better keep your hope in Jesus. Do I have a witness right now? I feel like preaching on this Sunday morning. Storms will come, but there's still hope. Winds will blow, but there's hope. Storms will come, but there's hope. A pandemic is across the world, but there's still hope. My hope ain't built in my education. My hope ain't built in Omega Psi Phi. My hope ain't built on my last name. My hope ain't built on who I know. But my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ, on Christ, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Watts Chapel, Wake County, North Carolina, everybody who's watching, wherever you are, if we haven't learned anything in this season, you better make sure, we have to make sure, nobody is exempt from the storms of life. But we can build our lives on a firm foundation. I'm talking to you, sister. I'm talking to you, brother. If you're not saved, it's not too late to build your life on a firm foundation. Salvation is as simple as ABC. You admit that you are a sinner. You believe that Jesus Christ died for you on Calvary's cross. And see, you confess the Lord Jesus as your Savior and Lord. We are not physically gathering, but you can unite with Watts Chapel. There's a tab that says contact us, amen, on our church website. You can make your way to that tab and unite with Watts Chapel. When we come back to church, we look forward to seeing you. Amen. Yeah, amen. God has even been working in the midst of a global pandemic. Every Sunday that we have broadcasted online, folk have gotten saved, united with Watts Chapel. Don't tell me what God can't do. My sister, my brother, if you're not saved, we invite you to accept Christ as your Savior. We invite you not just to accept Christ as your Savior, but unite with Watts Chapel. You need a church home. You need an anchor. You need people that are going to pray for you, that are going to check on you in the midst of crises. Amen. Lord, we come right now in Jesus' name thanking you for this word. We thank you for the opportunity to build our lives on a firm, rock solid, sure enough foundation. Let us not take for granted the importance of building our lives on a firm foundation by hearing the word, by heeding the word, and by grounding and rooting our hope in you. Storms will come, winds will blow, but we have hope because of Jesus. Teach us to look to you, God. Teach us to ground our hope in you, not in the money, not in the positions, not in the titles, but our hope is grounded in you. Touch now, strengthen in Jesus' name. God's people said amen. 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 Keisha.
That was an awesome message from our very own, the Reverend Dr. Harry L. White, entitled Building a Firm Foundation, as it was a part of his Be Like Jesus series. Today, he gave us three take-home messages, constantly staying in the Word and exposing ourselves to the Word of God, also hearing and heeding to the Word and placing our hope in nothing less and nothing more than Jesus Christ. Christ. We thank you for tuning in. As he did say, if you are currently in seek of a church home, I ask that you prayerfully consider the Watts Chapel Missionary Baptist Church, and we will welcome you with open arms. You can go ahead and join as a member, join as your Christian experience, on a Christian experience. You can head to our website, which is www.wattschapel.org. Click contact, and the link should be below for becoming a member. We thank you for tuning in, and we hope that this ministry has and will continue to be a blessing to you. You can continue to share this good news of the gospel. That is via Facebook, live stream, and also Instagram. You can go ahead and hashtag WCMBC for Watts Chapel Missionary Baptist Church. Once again, we are doing drive-through prayer and giving. So you can come on down to 3703 Tryon Road in Raleigh, North Carolina. And that is today from 10:30 until 12. So we will see you, and we will, as you will come through and get prayed for by our ministry leaders. We thank you for tuning in, and we hope that you all will stay safe and stay blessed during this global pandemic. Once again, we thank you for worshiping with Watts Chapel Missionary Baptist Church, where we are Christ-centered, biblically based, and we are ministry focused.
That you light our way. You never leave us. You're still with us. Yeah, Waymaker.
Watts Chapel, we're closing out. As we close out, We want to close out by reminding everybody our church office will be closed. We are working remotely. We want next Sunday is the first Sunday. It is Palm Sunday. We will be serving the Lord's Supper virtually. We want you to get some bread and some grape juice wherever you are. Amen. We will serve the Lord's Supper virtually wherever you are. Amen. So get your bread, get your grape juice already. Amen. Sunday morning, we will celebrate the Lord's Supper. Our church office will be closed. We look forward to seeing you on this Wednesday night for a word on Wednesdays. Continue in Bible study. Those who are in the Biblical Literacy Project, your next lessons will be up on Friday for the month of April. Amen. We are continuing to lift the name of our Savior and Lord. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us until we shall meet again. God's people said amen. Amen. Amen.
Sacrifice.